we go, thanks to God.
Love Talk Radio.
Where are you now when darkness seems to end? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it gives me joy to be here tonight with all of you to introduce and to welcome you to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, July the 7th, 2022. Now, my brothers and sisters, here is your anointed host and facilitator, my dear sister and friend, Apostle Jaylion Travis. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Cook, and God bless all of the listeners for tuning in on tonight. We have a simple word from the Lord. It's just a direction that we're going to talk about. I honestly feel that it's appropriate for what we're going through in this time and age, but to everything, there's a time and a season. So we're just going to do what God wants us to do. But before we start, I'd like to have a moment of prayer. And Father God, I just thank you and praise you for this opportunity. I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, your Son, my Lord and Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you for the blessing of what you poured and uploaded in my spirit. Now I ask that you would let me decrease. I decrease, Father God, that you may increase and that you may pour out of me and let them receive it like rivers of living water. Let this word saturate their hearts, their spirits, their souls, and minds. Let it even renew their minds, oh God. We're thanking you for everyone that is in the chat room the studio on the calls, and Father God, but however way that they are listening, but let this word have a impact on their lives, that they may take this as a seed and sow it into the lives of those who need it. And let us as leaders and sent ones of God, Father God, go out into the world to glean, to teach and to preach and to live this word. But Father, whatever it is that you have us to do today, we're thanking you in advance. I cover this word by the blood of Jesus, and Holy Ghost, I give you free, full reign as I always do. Have your way in my life and in every life and everyone that's connected to this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So we're going to talk from Book of Kings. I'm doing the King James Version, 1 Kings 18, and I'm going to start that 41st verse. But before I start there, I'm going to go to 1 Kings 17 and 1, sort of give you a prequel, you know, like a preference to what we're going to talk about. And in 1 Kings 17 and 1 in the King James Version, it reads in verse 1, it says, "Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab," which is the king, the husband of everyone knows this familiar lady, this wicked woman, this manipulator, this woman of witchcraft, this woman of domination, and the one that would like to come in and intimidate people and threaten their lives. Ahab was married to Jezebel. But the prophet was talking to Ahab, and he says, "As the Lord, the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." I need you guys to hold on to that first verse, especially the ending of what he says, "Except at my word." And we're going to take for a topic tonight, as my late father-in-law would say, "Go look again." That's what we're going to, God is telling, the man of God was given some instructions. So when we go to verse 41 in 1 Kings 18, it says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab," he was having another conversation with him, he said, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain." The reason why he was telling him to get up, because all of the chaos and everything had happened. We know that he had met with Obadiah, the prophet who hid 100 prophets in 2 different caves, you know, 50 here and 50 there. And he was afraid to, you know, he did it on behalf of, because he was a servant of God. But it, I can't say it was in secrecy, but that's just who Obadiah was. And he was looking out for God's true prophets. But, you know, they went up to Mount Carmel. I'm giving you just a little, for those listeners who don't know exactly what it is we're talking about, because I want you to grasp what he means by "go look again." And they went, and they it was a showdown is what I learned in Sunday school, the Mount Carmel showdown, where they took the prophets of Baal against Elijah, the prophet of God. And, you know, they was trying to see who God was who. And, you know, of course, our God won, the only one true God. So when everything had happened, you know, Elijah had took the prophets of Baal, and he didn't let any of them escape. That was in verse 40. And, you know, he slew them all. And the thing of it is, if he had that much might to get rid of all of those false prophets, can you imagine what it is that God is doing within you? And I just want you to just let that sink, because we're going to get to this thing. Back at 41 in 18, 1 Kings 18, 41, again it says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain." 42 says, "So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees." Verse 43 says, "And he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said again, go again 7 times." Now, he told him to go 7 times. And when it came to pass in verse 44, at the 7th time, He said, behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up. Say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee. And it came to pass, those key words, those three words, it came to pass, five words. It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Father, again, I thank you for this word and let them hear what it is that the voice of the Lord is saying and what you're speaking. There are things in our lives. Now, you got to think about the word go means to move or to proceed on a course, a set course. So the man of God back here in verse 43, he said to his servant, go up now. So he was saying, stop what you're doing. Just go up now. I don't need you to go down. I don't need you to go left. I don't need you to go right. I need you to go up now. So he was giving him a directive and a course at the same time. Some people say, well, I'm just going to run to the store, or I'm just going to run over here and talk to Apostle Cook, or I'm going to go and give Elder Leola a call, or I may go and get on Bishop Carver's page. But the thing of it is, when you go, sometimes you're distracted, and you may not go up. You may go left. You may go around the corner. You may stop at the corner store, or you may call a couple of people before you call Elder Leola, or you may take a few stops before you get to Apostle Cook's house, or you may even just go scroll on a couple of other pages. Something might catch you on your feed, on your news feed. But the thing of it is that the man of God told the servant, he said, go up now. And when he told him, he said, but not only did he tell him to go up now, he said, I need you to look towards the sea. I don't need you to look over there to the grocery store. I don't need you to look over in the community center. I don't need you to go look and see what that is going on down the street. I need you to go and look towards the sea. And he went up. The servant obeyed. He went up and he looked and he said, there is nothing. A lot of times when God is telling us and giving us a direction, we don't see it simply because our minds and our vision is cluttered looking at so many other things. I hope y'all follow me where I'm going, because if I'm going to go look on somebody else's page to see what they're talking about, I'm going to, 9 times out of 10, there's something that's going to pop up on my news feed, then I'm going to scroll there. So what God is saying to us, when he says to go and see, and we see nothing, he'll have to tell us to go look again. Because you can say, well, Lord, I prayed for this, and I heard your answer. This is what you told me to do, but I just don't see it. Well, what are you looking with? Are you looking with the eyes of faith? Are you receiving it in faith? Are you walking by faith? Are you believing what God told you in the onset? Because if you go back to 1 Kings 17:1, the man of God told Ahab, he told them, he said, as sure as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, I serve. And that's the key. It's going to be who you're serving. He said, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. So he was given a word and a direction to the servant. See, the word comes from the teacher to the servant, and then the servant has to go and do exactly, follow the directions as what it is that he wants them to do. But what am I going up to look at? What am I going to look for? What is it that I'm seeking? God has already planted and purposed it there simply because what we felt that was, if we're in a drought right now, which, you know, it's a hot drought now across the South, but some things in your spiritual life, in your financial life, in your emotional life may not have what you think the substance of what it should be there. But I feel that God is developing that, and it may come in just the smallest thing, like the cloud the size of a man's fist, because that's what the servant said in 46. He said, and it came to pass in 45, while the heaven was black with clouds and rain and the wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah as he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. But the thing of it is, when the man saw what he saw what? Something. He saw a cloud no bigger than the fist of a man's hand. Some people are looking for grandeur, Bishop Carver. They're looking for the big pile. You know, I know God told me I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have this, so I'm waiting on all this this publicity. I'm waiting on all of this. But then when you're telling people, okay, this by this time next year, I'm going to have it. But except you be a servant of God, no matter what you say, if you're not serving God, no matter what you say, it's not going to come to pass until it's going to be at the sent one, at God's word. As sure as the Lord God lives, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, God, the one true living God, when he pours into you, when he said, I need you to go talk to those people at that church, Apostle Shirlene, and you tell them, no, you're not going to bring that person back. I need you to go up now and tell them to go and look again. They need to go and look again for the true sent one, for the true servant, for the true sign of God, because God puts himself in everything. And to everything, there is nothing that was created on heaven that was not created by God, simply because he's God. And it's just point blank. I have people that ask me all the time, well, when God give you directions, what do? I go where he tell me to go. If he tell me to sit and be quiet, I'm sitting and I'm being quiet. It doesn't mean that I'm not following his direction. I'm doing exactly as he said. But when you see that there is no sign of rain, when you see that there's no sign of prosperity, when you see that there's no sign of your breakthrough, when you see that there's no sign of your healing, you need to go up and look again. You need to go back to the Word of God and read those healing scriptures. You need to go back to the Word of God and decree and declare those things. You need to go back and look again. You need to not only go back and look again, you need to go back and dig deeper in your faith again. You need to go back and stand again. You need to go back and talk to God again. Say, Lord God, I know you told me when I was 8 years old this was going to happen, but now I'm in my 40s. So, Lord, so-and-so, and this is happening, that's happening. But everything has a process, and sometimes we're so busy being worried about the certain time and the conditions of the process, we stop looking. And the Word of God in Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision. So first of all, you haven't looked at the written vision, which is the Word of God. The Bible is the vision of God. The Bible is the heart of God. The Bible is the Word of God. It is who God is, but it starts out as a vision. You know how I know? Because God said in the beginning, let us make man in our own image. That was a vision. That was a thought. And then he spoke it, because he had to be sitting there saying, let me go ahead and talk to the Holy Ghost and talk to Jesus. You know what? I've been thinking about some things. Let me kick this with you. Let me share something with you. Let us make man in our image, and let us do things in the earth. Let us create this world. Let us separate the darkness from the light. But some people are in the darkness. But you need to go look again, because you're the light in the darkness. You're looking for light to come to you when you're the light. And you need to just go up and look. But how? Where am I going to go, Apostle? And look, you need to look in the Word of God. You need to go stand by prayer, fasting. You need to pray and seek him, because when you seek him, you're going to find him. When you knock on the door, he's going to respond and open the door. And not only will he open the door, sometimes he will open the windows in heaven, and there will be an open heaven release over you. But you got to do due diligence. If the servant hadn't gotten up and did exactly what Elisha the Tishbite told him to do, then guess what? He would have got somebody else to do it. I honestly believe it. But I believe that servant, that particular servant, has seen the wonders of God on him. Sometimes people don't see God on you because they're too busy looking at something else instead of going up now, instead of going up straight away. He didn't say go left. He didn't say take a turn at 5th Street and end up on 17th Street. He said go up now. God is telling us to go up now. Go up now in his word. Go up now and go in those places and be bold and tell the people, accept at the word of God, accept what God tell me, accept at my word. You don't have to tell a person you're a prophet. You don't have to tell them you're a bishop. You don't have to tell them that you're an evangelist or an elder or an apostle. All you got to do is live it. And when the servant of God did what the man of God told him, that's what we're supposed to do. Like when God tells you to get up and go tell somebody to do, you're supposed to go up then when he tells you, not say, well, Lord, I need to wait. I'm coughing a little bit. You know, COVID's out there. But God said, go up now and go over there. Don't wear a mask. Go over there and tell those people what I see. Go tell those two young ladies they shouldn't be sleeping together. Go up now and tell them, I said, repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Go up now and tell them to turn from their wicked ways. Go up now and tell them that I'm sending my son and he's coming soon. No man knows the day or the hour. I'll go up now and tell them the signs are here. Open your eyes and see. When God is saying go up now, when the man of God said go look again, he had to go up, because I kept reading. I said, what do you mean by he told him to go up? He said, that's it. He said, I told him, how to go, how to move. And I told him now. I didn't tell him later. And when it talks about Ecclesiastes? The book of Ecclesiastes talk about to everything there's a time and a purpose under the heavens. The thing of it is, the man of God told Ahab, it will not rain again except at my word. But the only reason why his word had clout is simply because he was a sold out true servant of God, unwavering. He didn't water down things. He didn't sugarcoat things. And a lot of things, if y'all know your Bible, a lot of things Elijah did offended a lot of people, especially this one chick named Jezebel. It made her mad enough to threaten his life, to put a hit out on him, to tell him that she was sent. She was going to assassinate him, and sure she lived. But guess what? You can't put your hand and your mouth on God's people. He said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm, because the consequences are dangerous. The consequences are life-changing. You know how I know it changed her life? Because she was cast down by Jehu to the dogs, and there was no sign of nothing but a hand and part of a foot. The thing of it is, you want to do exactly what God says, but you also want to respect and give honor to the man and the woman of God. Not treat them as God, but give them the honor that's due to them. If they give you a word and say, hey, the Lord said for me to give you a word, you're supposed to have a good enough relationship with the Lord to know the voice of God, even if it's speaking through somebody else. And I'm going to say this in my late father-in-law's voice. Hello, somebody. Simply because if you're truly knowing that you know the word of God and that you know his voice,
are you there?
Hello.
Hello, yes. All right, amen.
The power
I'm here.
And God
you're
is still
back,
on the throne.
God is still on his throne and you still on the air. Come on with it, sis. It's all
so
right.
The thing of it is, he said, When he told him in verse 43, he said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. Those were two things. Then he said, and he went up and he looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again. He told him to go mm-hmm. seven times. The number seven is the word of fulfillment. It means mm-hmm. to move on. The thing of it is completion. It's fullness of things. You know, the number seven has a lot of significance. If you're reading in the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven churches, the seven angels, the seven
yeah,
seals,
yeah.
The
come
seven
on, trumpets,
the seven stairs. So the thing of it is when no matter how many times God tell you to do something, do it. If he tell you to go, if he send a man or a woman of God to you to tell you to, hey, don't go down on Third Street. But you don't, and when they say don't go, because God is either setting something up for you and preventing something from happening. But he has a direction and a course. When you go up, you're elevated. You're not on the same level plane as where you started. So that means he's moving you from one area to another. It's a course. It's a process. And some people don't see that. They want to hear it, but they want to feel it, and they want to see it happen before they make a move. And that's not operating in faith. So the thing of, again, when he told him to keep going, that means that was a repetition, and the repetition took time. And sometimes things do take time. It means that there's a redo. That means you have to do it anew, once more, go another time, go this time, go in return, or go back. But the thing of it is, he said, go again. And some people don't know that. Say, well, it didn't happen in 10 years. I'm 36 years old. I'm not married now. So I guess it ain't going to happen. Well, you the one spoke that on yourself. If God told you were going to have a husband or a wife, you wait on his timing. But when God give you a word to do something, whether it be go up, go to a street called Straight, and speak to a man that I'm going to send to do something to open up some blind eyes, you have to do exactly what it is that he's asking you to do. If that servant had not obeyed Elijah, he would have missed out on an opportunity. But the thing of it is, accept at his word, no matter what the servant did, it was still going to rain because Elijah had spoken into existence.
Yeah.
He was telling Ahab, I need you to get in your ride and ride on because the rain is coming. Now I want you getting stuck in the mud. I need you to get to a place. And the thing of it is, when Ahab girded up his loins, he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. God is still going to send his word before you. When you go up, he's still going to go before you. When you go up out of obedience, he's going to have that answer to that situation. Some of you on this call tonight, you're still sitting in a stuck position, or you're laying, or you're hiding, or you're stuck in fear, you're stuck in doubt. But you've heard God. You've heard God tell you to write the vision and make it plain. You've heard God tell you to go up. You heard him to tell you once. You heard him twice. You heard him three times. This word says that he told him to go up seven times. I don't know how many times it's going to take God to give it, but I'm asking you right now tonight to go up from where you are, to go up from your sin, to go up from your wayward life, to go up from homosexuality and walk into the realness of who you are. God made a woman to lie with a woman. The Holy Ghost, come on. And a man to a woman. He didn't make a woman to lie with a woman. He made a woman to be with a man, because there's procreation, that he told us to be fruitful and multiply. But the thing of it is, some people want to stay stuck. They don't want to go up and get out of darkness. They won't somebody to come in and shine the light for them, but you are the light. You may have taken a turn. There may be a drought. You may be stuck in something that has dried up in you, because when there is no water, there is no living water, then it the substance becomes dried out. But when God sends the word, you're going to hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And the thing about it is, when God speaks something, there is a noise. And there's a sound, that there's a crackling, or something moves, something does something, because there's a shift. There's a procession. You proceed to do something. You proceed to come out of the darkness into the light. So you can hear the footsteps, or you can hear the door open, or you can hear the key turning, or you can hear the light switch come on, but there is a sound. And he said, I hear there's a sound of the abundance of rain. And he told the man of God, he told the king that, and that's what happened. The thing of it is that when God said, it's not going to happen until I say it's going to happen, you have to stay there. And when God said go up, you have to go there. You have to get up and move, but you got to move by faith. You can't wait on your grandmama them. You can't wait on your auntie them. You can't wait on your friends. You have to get up and go. You have to get up and go what God has for you. It may be the size of the fist of a man's hand. It may be the size of a spoon or a quarter or nickel or dime. But the size is not what counts. It's what God is doing with whatever it is that he's doing it with. Because you got to remember, we're serving a great and awesome God. God can make something out of nothing. Look at what he did when he said, let us make man, in our own image. He said, let there be light. God will say, let there be, or let it is, or it shall be, and it is. The thing of it is I see people every day that say, well, you know what? You say you Kyle, but you may have cussed today. But guess what? I'm going to go up from there, because I'm going to keep doing what God is saying, because I'm listening for the sound. What sound are you listening for, Apostle? I'm listening for the sound of God's voice. I'm listening for the sound of the abundance of breakthrough, of deliverance, of healing. Because when the breaker anointing comes through, there is a sound of crashing. And anything that moves has to have a sound mechanism on it. Even a silencer on a weapon has a sound, but you if you're not listening for it, you won't hear. But it makes a whoo sound like that there once the bullet is ejected from the barrel of the gun. Don't ask me how I know that. I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, but God is one thing that I do know. When there's a prophet thing, and when God has told the prophet what to do, and the prophet has obeyed God, no matter what the threat is on his life, even from Obadiah, no matter if it's Mount Carmel, no matter if it's the church that Apostle was talking about earlier, no matter if it's the backyard, it's your house, or the corner grocery, you got to go up and look again, meaning you got to go up, go look again. You got to go speak it again. You got to show them who God is. Let them see God in you. Sometimes you have to keep passing by, so and every time you pass by, you got to be that same godly person who he has called you to be. And if you're not, get back. The man of God told the servant to go seven times. If you don't see nothing and they don't see it on you, keep going. They're going to eventually see, because their eyes will be open as long as you are the light. We're called to be light in dark places. We're called to go up and to look again. Every day I open my eyes, I get an opportunity to look again. I get to look at the wonders and the miracles of God. What miracle am I talking about? The miracle of life, the miracle of breath, the miracle of being in your own right mind and the activity of your limbs. I used to hear the old people say that when they would pray on Sunday, and I'd be like, what do they mean by, you know, the activity of their limbs and clothed in their right mind? But that's a miracle. You get an opportunity to go look again to see the blessings of God on your life when you see your children and your grandchildren, when you see that man healed, you know, and you know they were sick, when you see somebody that has transitioned, but you know that you know that you know that they're saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled. You get to look again back on their life, and you get to see the seeds that they planted. See, some of us need to go look again to see, look at the seeds that we planted and sown in people's lives to make sure that we sown the right kind of seeds, make sure that we didn't sow we need to go look again. We need to go back and re-examine ourselves, Bishop, Apostle. We need to do that. We have to go up and look again. So when God sends it, it's going to come. When it manifests,
yeah,
it's there,
on,
and it's going to be completely as God said, simply because when he said, accept at my word, accept at my word. And when
word,
the man,
yeah,
he didn't even say nothing. The man said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And guess what? You heard his word, and then you heard something else with it. So God is going to bring it to pass, whatever it is. But you got to look again. You got to pray again. You got to ask again. Keep asking until you hear from him. Some people pray, and they get straight up, and they don't wait on God. They don't wait on God. They don't wait on him to respond. And prayer is two ways. It's a wireless connection. We don't have to have internet connection, fiber optics or anything. We don't have to have satellites. We don't have to dial into anything. All we got to do is open up our mouths. But you have to look again, and you have to pray again, but you have to sit in silence and wait on God to respond. And I honestly believe, as Christians, as believers, it's hard sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to wait. It's to wait. And sometimes it's hard for us to keep going back and forth. I called her twice. She didn't answer, so I'm not going to call again. Well, God said, get up out your sleep and call them again. Lord, I called the third time. The line busy. Get up again and call them again. You have to follow. If it takes 1,000 times, you have to go back to that crackhead and keep telling them about the word of God so that you can tell them, look again. Look at this scripture right here. They that wait upon the Lord shall be renewed in their strength. God will come to those. He will save those. He answers the call to those who call for him. Some people be saying, well, I know God can't forgive me. Let's look again in this word. Let's look again. Let's sit down and talk about it. Let's pray and see what God is showing you, because there is a way. He provides a means of escape for everybody. And the thing of it is, people just have to open their eyes, not the eyes that we see with, but their spiritual eyes, their spiritual heart. They have to open up their spirit to God, to do exactly what it is that he's asking them to do. I don't care if it's 55 times, but I believe every day that we wake up, God tell us to go look again. Go look again at what I'm doing in your life. Go look again at what I'm purposing for you to do. Because sometimes you be wanting to give up. And I'm going to be transparent. Sometimes I want to give up because I be like, you know what, they're not listening, Lord. You send me to these people. You send me to family. You send me to other people. And people on the street will hear you better than it. No, he'll say, go look again. Go do it again. Go 15 more times. Go tell this person. And you will see it if you just obey it. You got to look at it. Everybody think it's in what Elijah said, but I see it was what the servant did. That's what the key in this is. The servant got up and did. He said, look now. And he told him to look towards the sea. So whatever direction God is telling you to look, first you have to start in his word. First you have to start by acknowledging that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he is the Son of God, that he rose from the grave. And God rose him from the grave. Before he ascended, he descended. What did he do when he descended, Apostle Jay? He took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. How did he take it? He broke Satan down. Sometimes you have to let things be broke down. You have to break a person down. And you know what? I believe when Satan them saw him knock on the door, they went and looked again. They was like, hey, did we just kill this dude
Come on
the cross? And one of the demons said, and I'm doing an analogy. I'm painting a picture. He told one of the other demons, hey, come look at this again. Look at this again. Look at him. Does he not look at the like the one that we know is the Son of God, that we think we killed? But see, nobody looks at the fact that he laid down his life, because then nobody murdered him. Nobody. He gave his life because it was a gift. You can't take something and call it a gift. It was a gift. It was freely offered and freely given. So those demons was telling Satan, you need to come look again. We need you to come to this door, and we need you to answer it, because something ain't right. And sometimes
right.
You have to get yourself that radical and get into that position to say, you know what, Lord, you told me to look towards the sea. I'm going to look towards the sea. If you're telling me to look
yeah.
towards these people and don't worry about what's behind me, because he says look towards the mark. He said, look behind you at the yield sign and the stop sign. He said, look towards the mark of the higher call. And you have to be able to be in a position to go look again. He says, look again. You may see something. You may see smoke. If you see smoke, then there's fire. If you're cold, if you see the smoke, well, you keep looking, keep going up. You're going to get close to the fire. But when those demons saw Jesus at the gate, And he went in, put Satan in his own kingdom, took the keys to hell, death, and the grave. People give Satan more power. How can you give power to somebody that does not have keys to their own kingdom? How can you give power to somebody? Because we're living in a time where people won't, they'll look again, but they'll look at the Christians. They'll look at their past. They'll look at
Come
the
on.
Bad things that some of us have been delivered from. But they're not looking up. They're looking back. And when you go up, you got to look forward. You can't look
yes.
back. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. You can't look back. The word says right here, he said, go up. He said,
mm-hmm.
look forward to see. And you got to go the direction and the way that God is telling you to go. And people will take Christians and persecute them. They will take us as leaders. They will watch us like we're under, and we're under a social microscope. A social
mm-hmm.
microscope, because they
yes,
want to see how we react. I hear a young lady at work told another young lady, I love antagonizing and making Miss J feel comfortable. And I sat there. I didn't even respond. And she kept saying, well, what you expect about Roe versus Wade? I said, what did God say about it? I said, you need to go look
yes.
again. You need to look
yes.
at his word. See, I tell people to go look again. I'm going to tell you the word, but I'm going to tell you to go look in the Bible again, give you the scripture to it.
There you
and
go.
See, that's what we got to be bold enough to do. The man
mm-hmm.
of God told the servant, go look again. So it's scripture because he said it and they wrote it. So when we speak something, we have to be able to know that we're speaking what God is telling us to do. And the thing of it is you don't have to say, I'm prophet, so-and-so, so-and-so. People know who you are. The devil knew
come
who
on
he
with
was.
It. Come
the
on,
demons
come
knew
on.
Who he was when he went down
mm-hmm.
into hell to get them keys to hell, death, and grace.
Come on.
Prove God's words right. Because God told him in the beginning, the seed of a woman shall bruise your head. So I do believe that Satan had a tore up head when Jesus got through with him down there in hell.
You know
he
did.
So well, I'm telling you, it was so tore up that he had to tell
yes,
him, I need y'all to stand God
floor,
at the gate, because
yes.
I need you to make sure that he's not coming again
mm-hmm.
down here for me.
Because mm-hmm.
old boy told me up right
yes.
now. Not only did I can't lock the door,
all right,
so
now.
I need y'all to put some things up at the door. See, that's how we got to go look again at this word of God and then apply
yeah.
it to the things of the enemy, to the kingdom of hell. Because in this time that we're living in, it appears, and I'm saying this because it appeared that there was a cloud, but it appears that the enemy is gaining ground. But I'm here to serve. No, go look again at the word of God.
Go
look
again.
In the book of Revelation when it says that he lost and that the Lamb of God sat on the throne. Look again in Revelation when it said that the dragon would be bound. Look again when God says Jesus is on his way back. Look again when he
yes.
said, my
people
shall be raptured out. Go look again. Look at your word. There's a Bible on everybody's phone. All you got to do is pull up the app. There's a Bible in every hotel if you're living in one. Go look again. Go look for one.
Go look for the word in whoever that person is, because some of us are living Bibles. Some of us are living epistles. Go look again at your neighbor, and you don't know what she has been through, but I can guarantee you that she's a living epistle of the word of God. I can tell you that there are people that are walking around that have been through hell and back, that have died and come back to life, just like the dry bones. I can see how people were looking back and saying, oh, my God, there's an army there, but at first it was a graveyard. Go look again at the cemetery. Not the physical cemetery, but the spiritual cemetery in your life, and speak those things and tell them to come to life. You got to go back and look. You got to go up, and you got to go look again at what God has spoken to you. If he told you when you was 10 that you was going to do X, Y, and Z, well, then you got to go back and look at it again. You got to go back and do his word and ask him, show me what it is that I'm supposed to do. And but the thing of it is, you got to be at that servant. If it takes 70 years, you got to keep going and looking. If it takes
pressing.
5 months, you got to keep going and looking. All you got to do is to get into the will of God. It's to go look again. It don't matter if you was gay. It don't matter if you was a meth head. It don't matter if you was a crackhead.
Come on.
Don't matter if you was a pimp or a prostitute. It don't matter if you cuss all night and you drink all night. You're strung out on drugs. Go look again at what the word of God says and come into your blessing.
Because I hear
not just the sound of the abundance of rain, but I hear the sound of the abundance of breakthrough, deliverance, deliverance, healing, and all the things that God needs for us to have. And I hear the sound of the abundance of the kingdom of God coming to those who are praying for, and for us to live as living epistles. We have to be both Elijah and the servant. And we have to tell people, not only tell people to look again, but you go look again and give them something to see when they're looking. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have heard a word, hallelujah, on tonight. The saints of God, I see some hands are already up. So I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This was such a wonderful, wonderful message. We praise God for it. Area code 314. Last 4 digits, 0694. Come on in the room and put your praise on it. Amen.
Well, bless the name of the Lord, Bishop, amen, and Apostle, amen. We thank God for that word. Are you all able to hear us clearly?
Yes, we are able to hear you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. This is Apostle Kenneth Tatum and Prophetess Latanya Tatum from the St. Louis, Missouri area. World Evangelist Outreach Ministry. And Apostle Jay's cousin friend. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for that word. My God got me a bishop, got me looking again. Hallelujah to God.
All right. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
glory
to
God. My brother, I am your sister, Apostle Shalene Johnson Cook. It is an honor to finally hear your voice. I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And I'm looking, and my brother lives in Bridgeton, Missouri. So I'm looking forward to coming and fellowshipping with you, and you coming down here and fellowshipping with me. So praise the living God. We're going to look again together, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. You have anything, prophets, to greet the people?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for that word. We're going to receive that word, and we're going to go back and look again and look again, again and again.
Come on, prophet.
But sometimes you miss something. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. You kind of move a little bit too fast sometimes. And God said, you got to go back and make sure you got those instructions. You get the direct instructions. See, God moves strategically.
Mm-hmm.
We can't miss a beat. We can't miss any of his. Any of the instructions, we got to go from A to Z. We can't see. A lot of people want to skip ahead.
Mm-hmm. Come on, speak on it.
See, you don't miss
it.
You got to go back because you're moving too fast. You're trying to get ahead. You got to go back. And before you can move forward, you got to go back and get that thing right.
That's right.
Some of you had a word. God gave some of y'all a word, and you forgot about that word.
Got come on, sis.
Read what I said.
Amen.
Go back and read my promises.
Yes,
what I told you.
Yes. Come
call.
On, sis.
You got to go back
hallelujah.
And pick it back up and walk in
hallelujah.
That thing and receive it in the mighty name
amen.
Of Jesus, because it's coming to pass, and it is so. And
come
hour.
On, come on. If
don't
he said it, he meant it.
I told you. Don't forget about my promises, because they are yes and amen,
amen.
In this day.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
You, ooh, that's good right there.
Amen, amen.
That's good right there. That's good right there.
Yeah,
you know what? She
good.
Stirred up. My sister, see, iron sharpens iron, and it stirs you up.
Yeah.
And you know what I love about
mm-hmm.
what Prophet has said? She said, sometimes you run ahead. Saint to God, I don't
mm-hmm.
care how long you've been sitting up in the church. Sometimes we just need to humble ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come out of that
hallelujah.
Pride.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
the Lord
yeah.
hit the reset button. Okay,
yeah.
many of
yeah.
us
yeah.
are running around overwhelmed, tired,
yeah.
blind, distracted,
yeah.
disgusted, depressed, discouraged within the body of Christ, all because we won't
come
simply
on.
Humble ourselves
yeah.
and go
yeah.
back
yeah.
to the world. We
yeah.
won't
yeah.
humble
yeah.
ourselves and go back
my
and
Lord.
Sit at the feet of the Most High God. We don't want to humble
come
ourselves
on.
And say, okay,
yeah.
Father, I got it
mm-hmm.
wrong. Forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I repent,
yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go again.
Yeah.
Now set me on the right course. Because, see, I want to be in your will.
Your
will,
will yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Not my will,
yes,
your
Lord.
Will. And whatever you tell me to do, I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it sound like. I don't care whether people like it or not. I don't care if they see the big picture. I'm listening to your voice, Father. And when, Lord God, if there's ever a time that I get ahead of you, Father, my
yeah.
prayer is that you would humble me. That
yes.
you would break me down, sit me down, and
mm.
have a conversation with me like the loving Father that you are.
Yes.
Because, see, all I want to hear from you in the final analysis is well done, my
well,
good
absolutely.
And faithful
yes.
church.
Yes.
That's it, and that's all. That's it.
Thank you.
Now, we got some more people up in here. We got more family up in here. Hallelujah. I want y'all to say good evening. Good evening to Elder Leola Williams. And then we're going to hear from Spirit Alive's very own Bishop Lester Carver. Come on in the room, family, one right after the other. Amen. Because we did some praise party up in here. Ah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Go look again.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we get so far
mm-hmm.
ahead, going back to what Prophet says, we get so far ahead of ourselves and we pass God in the way and we think
mm-hmm.
that
that's
we're almost
right
there, but we missed the mark. We missed the
mm-hmm.
mark. Because you jumped ahead and you're in the place, you're in a place where you don't know where you are because you've gone ahead of God.
Yeah.
Humble yourself
yeah.
before
wow.
God
that's
and
right
come
is.
On back. It's a come on back
wow.
and then look again.
Return to
wow.
your first love. Come on,
amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bishop Carter.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. I'll tell you,
hallelujah.
That was quite a message. That was quite a message. And I really, what could you possibly add? I have a...
I'm telling you.
My favorite... Actually, Elijah is one of my favorite prophets
okay.
in just because he stood on God's word in life or death situations. It was his life that was at stake if God didn't show up. And so when we're taking a true stand for God, we have to remember that it's a life or death proposition. And when we're getting
mm-hmm.
God glory, We are winning, and we in our lives
yeah,
are being.
Yeah.
But when we
come
are
on,
not,
bro.
Lives
amen,
are
that's good.
And so Elijah took out 450 prophets of Baal while the children of Israel held them.
Come on.
And so it is absolutely essential that we expect God to show up in everything that Elijah did.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. He took a sacrifice that would be burned, covered it with water, surrounded it with stones, dug a pit, and then he spoke to heaven and fire came down and consumed everything.
Dear Lord, hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah.
And so we have to get to the point where our confidence in God is the same way, where we need the power of God to show up. Apostle Jay Leon, that was an awesome message tonight, and I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you for being on, Bishop.
We can all think of things God is supposed to do that we second-guessed and we didn't do right when God. And God knew you were going to second-guess that. You got to remember, we are living in the grace administration, right? So when he brings it to you and then tells you to do it now, he is giving you a second chance.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
And mercy. So whatever you were thinking about that you recall God telling you to do, to write it down, make it plain, I was convicted tonight. There was something God told me to do, and I've got to get
You got to get busy. Amen.
Woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woman of God, I want to thank you because you truly encourage God's people. You know, there's so many, like I said, right now in the body of Christ, there are so many Christians that are discouraged and despondent. And I've heard some of them even say, I think that, like you said, I think the devil is winning. No. He's a defeated foe.
Mm-hmm.
But what I heard you say, dear sister, is, well, you know what? You need to go back and look again. That ain't what I told you. You're not defeated. Yeah. I told you were more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus who loves you. What did you say? I didn't tell you that you're going to walk in luck. I told you in my son Christ Jesus, you love nothing. What you mean? Hallelujah. You better go back to my word like Sister Prophet is saying. You better go back to my word. You shall live and you shall not die. Because I came to give you life and life more abundant. And let me tell you something. That abundant life is not for when we get to heaven, people. That abundant life is for right now. In the here, in the now.
Amen.
So if you're sitting up all depressed, wondering what's gonna happen, you better go back to the word. If you're worried about the government, I wouldn't if I were you, because they sit on the shoulders of the Most High God. Okay. They're not gonna do nothing Hallelujah.
Well, and you know what, Apostle, the thing of it is that they feel that it's hopeless for us. And even though Adam and Eve was, I'm reminded of even when they were expelled from the Garden of Eden, God didn't take the sevenfold Edomic anointing from us. That was to multiply, replenish. We don't walk in dominion. We don't subdue territories. We don't
do
nothing. And then we don't try to dress up what God has given us. You know,
in lip service, honey. Lip service.
And when he tells you to that means you got to watch over it. You got to protect
it.
And that sevenfold Edomic anointing did not leave us. It was in us. It's mandated in us. It's mandated in our spirit, in the origin of who he created
you
us.
You better
to
say
be
that.
And how he wants us to function and operate. But a lot of people looking at, I told you, a guy said, well, I didn't tell you, the Holy Ghost spoke it, and said, we live in a society now where everything that looks good is not of God. It looks good, but it's
come
not
on,
God.
Come on, come on. It's
not
godly at all, at
they
all.
Wanna go look at
biblical,
those things.
Godly.
They want to go. They want to possess those things, and they don't want. And the word "go itself" means to move. And some people just not moving in the right way.
They're
That's
not moving at
there
all.
There is a clarion call for the
say that
for the unsaved.
For the blind. For those who don't know, I'm begging you tonight, make Jesus your Lord and Savior.
Come on.
Because sometimes we don't get a chance to go look again. Because tomorrow
is not
promised.
He
said go now. God is saying go now. You know, accept my son now. Because I already gave you a little scenario about what really went down. People thinking he was laying in the grave. Oh, Jesus was down in there taking care of business.
Yes, yes.
That's the word says.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
come on now. He was heaven.
If you look at the
kingdom,
back in those days, they weren't underground. They were caves. So he wasn't underground.
On.
He went down into the pit of Hades.
The pit of hell. Come on. That's the play.
Go look again. Read your Bible. Go look again. You'll see.
Read
the
Bible. Please read
the
Bible.
But you need to do it now while you still have time. And the key word is now. If you're on this call, if you're listening, type it to Bishop or to Apostle in the chat room. The time is now. You may not be able to look tomorrow.
Amen.
There's a lot of people.
Amen.
What Brown said, people died that they never died before. You know, people leave.
You know, that's right.
And the thing
Hallelujah.
Is, people scared to walk out their door. Go again. Go look again. Please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because there
Hallelujah.
Is no greater joy in
Amen.
Relationship
Amen.
That you're actually going to be in. I'm not offering you religion. I'm offering you an
We're
opportunity
offering
to
relationship.
Have a relationship
Hallelujah.
With the greatest thing that would ever
Thank
happen
you,
to you.
All right. Well, if you're within the sound of my voice right now, whether you're listening in the chat rooms via your computer, via Skype, hallelujah, we pray in the name of Jesus that on today, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, that you would make him your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus, the one who loves you most and loves you best and loves you first, he's standing at the door and he's knocking. He wants to have a relationship with you. And you don't have to dress all up and go into a building or go into a Zoom meeting. All you have to do is bow your heart before him. And
yes,
just say,
yes.
Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I repent of my sin. But I believe, King Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God. And all that I am, Lord God, and ever will be, I want to give it all up and turn it over to thee. Come into my life and save me for your name's sake. Lord God, in your holy and righteous name I do pray. Amen. So on behalf of myself, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Apostle and Cousin Apostle and Prophetess, Elder Leola, Hallelujah, Williams,
Hallelujah,
and Bishop Lester Carver,
we
want to say welcome to the family of God, because if you prayed that prayer, you would say Hallelujah, and the angels of heaven are rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you, hallelujah, if you just chose Jesus, if you just chose Jesus, let me tell you what you get in your welcome basket, Karen. Listen. Oh, hallelujah. In that welcome basket, beloved, there is your salvation. There is faith. There is grace. There is mercy. There is abundant love, unconditional love, joy and peace. There is wisdom and understanding, because the first thing you just got was God's sweet, beautiful Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now come alive in you. And what we want you to do, beloved, is to find yourself a Jesus teaching, Jesus preaching, Jesus living local church. Get involved. Let the saints of God show you how to walk it out. But not only that, we want you to study to show yourself approved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, you just can't take the preacher's word nowadays. I'm going to keep it real.
That's
I'm
right.
Keep it real. So you need to study to show yourself approved. And what you do is you read your Bible, but before you read your Bible, you pray. And you don't have to be all elaborate. All you have to say is, Holy Spirit, please help me to understand God's word. Please show me what God wants me to know. Yes, you don't have to get all spiritual. Don't get all caught up in this stuff you see in the church, people praying all proper and getting all, sounding all spiritual. God is not impressed with that.
Thank you, Father.
All God wants is a sincere heart. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we just praise God, and if you pray that prayer, we praise God. Father God, we just want to thank you because we, for the message and for the messenger, Lord God, we know that your word went out and it did exactly what you wanted to do. And Lord God, I feel with everything in my spirit that tonight somebody changed their eternal address. Lord God, I just know, hallelujah, that somebody is going to look again. Hallelujah. I just know, God, that some faith, Lord God, is going to go back and look at that word. They're going to go back and look at what you told them over 20 years ago. Father God, somebody is going to look again and they're going to go. Hallelujah. And they're going to allow you to hit the reset button, Lord God. And use them the way that you would use them. And, oh, Lord God, we just thank you for all of those that just gave their lives to you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that they would be allow your Holy Spirit to just minister to them and use them in a mighty way. I want to thank you for every servant leader present, Lord God. I thank you that you send mighty warriors of the kingdom, Lord, that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that will stand together and love in unity, Father God. Hallelujah. Just proclaiming the gospel, because all we want, Lord God, is for somebody to know who you are, for somebody to come into right relationship with you, for somebody to remember who you are and what you can do. Hallelujah. It is our desire, Lord God, that every man, woman, boy, and girl all around this world, Lord God, will be singing hallelujah because they truly know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we will be living with you eternally in your kingdom. So, Lord God, just help us to be about your kingdom business. Use us in a mighty way, Lord God, to edify, to teach, to build up, oh God, to uplift, so that you will be glorified. I pray this and all other things in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen, Lord. Hallelujah. God is the Lord. You have indeed been listening to Gap Ministries Bible Study with your anointed host, my dear sister, Apostle J. Leon Travis. I want to thank God again for all these mighty servant leaders that were present who shared, because it's you that gives richness and body and fullness to these Bible studies. Mm. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when we all come together and touch and agree, God is glorified in a mighty way. So I just want to thank you for your community. I want to thank you for your love. I just want to thank you for loving God's people in a way.
Yes,
you have spoken the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Jesus. Hallelujah. So again, this is Apostle Cook. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad that you joined Apostle J. Leon Travis, hallelujah, and the Spirit Alive family for Gap Ministries Bible Study. It is our fervent prayer here at Spirit Alive that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. You have a beautiful, blessed rest of your week. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Ministries Network. Good night, everyone. God bless you. And remember, I love you. God bless you.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.